Jerusalem is a city that is regarded as holy by all the revealed faiths. The main reason for this is that the majority of the prophets charged by God with leading people to the true path either lived in this city or at least spent some of their lives in it. In addition, the areas some of these prophets used for worship are also in this city. One such is the Al-Aqsa Mosque. The Arabic word Aqsa means furthest. The Al-Aqsa Mosque is so called because of its distance from Mecca. In other words, it means the furthest mosque. According to accounts in commentaries and historical reference sources, the Al-Aqsa Mosque was first erected by the Prophet Solomon. The Al-Aqsa Mosque is of great significance to Islam and to the other revealed faiths. The site is the first direction to which Muslims face to pray. And the Prophet's holy night journey, regarded as one of his greatest miracles, took place from the Great Mosque to the Al-Aqsa Mosque, in other words, from Mecca to Jerusalem. This is revealed in the Quran. Glory be to Him who took His servant on a journey by night from the Masjid al-Haram to the Masjid al-Aqsa, whose surroundings we have blessed in order to show Him some of our signs. He is the All-Hearing, the All-Seeing. According to the views of Islamic scholars, the Al-Aqsa Mosque comprises the whole region known as the Haram al-Sharif. The Haram al-Sharif is a sacred area including the Al-Aqsa Mosque, the Dome of the Rock, the Well of Souls, public fountains, and other buildings and historic edifices. Spread out over an area of about 150,000 square meters. The eight-cornered building, whose top is covered in gold that some people today mistakenly refer to as the Al-Aqsa Mosque, is in fact the Dome of the Rock. It is narrated that the Prophet's ascent took place from the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. The structure known as the Kabat al-Sahra in Arabic means the dome built on rock. The Dome of the Rock contains the foundation stone, or the rock at its heart. This is the spot from which the Prophet is regarded as having ascended to heaven. The rock is hollow. Looked at in cross-section, it appears to be suspended in the air, which is why it is also known as the hanging rock. The Al-Aqsa Mosque was expanded by the Umayyad Caliph Abdul Malik bin Marwan. Restored in the reign of Sultan Suleiman the Magnificent, the bottom of the structure was covered in marble and the top with green, yellow, and blue tiles. Surah Yasin was also inscribed along the upper, outside part of the dome.